This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the ones, the onlys, Mr. Kyle Cook and Miss Amanda Batula.
Hello, hi. Hello. Hey, David.
Kymanda is in the house.
Yep, the unofficial but then official hashtag for her wedding.
Well, on to that point, I mean, listen, I want to talk all about Winterhouse in a few minutes, but before we get there, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I mean, you know, I'm single, so what do I know? But, you know, they say, listen, you guys started dating in 2015. You got engaged in 2018. You're supposed to get married in 2020. So, and you live together. So, I mean, does it feel different? I mean, that's what they say. Like, you know, nothing's different, right? Or does it really feel different?
I think that, like, concept came about when people were waiting, like we're saving themselves for marriage, or like we're waiting to move in together after they got married. We've been living together, seen it all on TV. I feel like nothing has changed in our relationship other than some extra jewelry.
Yeah. I mean, it feels good to put a rubber stamp on it. You know, it's like, and obviously the wedding itself was something that, you know, it was an amazing day, but the planning that was required leading up to it was like, oh my God. So, I mean, that's a nice thing. Like when we wrap up a long work day, it's not like we have something we have to plan.
Yeah. But it is, nothing feels different now that we're married, but I feel like there's a lot more love. It's just, we're husband.
It's a little
wife.
More official.
Yeah.
It is official. Are you going to change your last name, Amanda?
I'm struggling with this. Our children, if we're so blessed to have any, will be Cooks, 100%. But Batula is such a rare last name. I think I'm the only Amanda Batula in the whole world. At least that's the story I'm going with. And I feel like I can't just become someone else.
Like she has like the Amanda Batula handle, you know?
Amanda Cook is taken and all the good other iterations of it are not on Instagram. So I got to keep my last name.
It's and you're okay with that, Kyle, right?
You
which
know,
is such a which is really not the question. It's like that's that sets the women's movement, I guess, back many years. I shouldn't even be right. asking that, but I just mean, curious.
Yeah, honestly, it's like whatever's easiest.
Like, I'm fine. Like if someone calls me Mrs. Cook, you know, are in life, like just being referred to as Mrs. Cook, but I think legally and on Instagram, I'll still be Amanda Vitola.
I love it. I mean, is it true what they say also, like, do you guys remember the day? Cause you know, I have so many married friends that say it just goes by so fast and it's a blur.
And we knew that, right? Like we've heard it too. And I would say it's actually mind boggling. How fast it goes by.
I had a different experience. I took every moment in to like take a step back and just look around. Actually, after we got married, like after the ceremony, when we walked back up the aisle, I had Kyle turn around and I was just like, look at all the people that are here for us right now. Like take this moment in and just look at everyone. Like this is insane. And I feel like I did that a lot throughout the wedding day and night. And as I was going through it and the next day, it was like, I remember every single moment. That day felt like the longest day ever. Now I'm like trying to put pieces together and I'm like, wow, it's all just a blur.
Who yeah. got more emotional between the two of you?
Him, because probably. I had multiple breakdowns before the wedding. So I had no more tears to cry.
Yeah,
I cried like all the weeks leading up to it.
Yeah, it was just kind of surreal, you know, when she kind of came down the aisle and I knew I'd written my vows that morning. And, you know, it was kind of hard to not feel emotional. I mean, we've been through a lot and here we are like among all our closest friends and family and they're there to celebrate us. And, you know, it was just a surreal experience, you know?
Well, you did have a lot of Bravo celebrities there. Was there anyone from the Bravo world that was invited that couldn't make it?
A lot of our Vanderpump Rules friends, just because a lot of them have kids now and flying and, you know, COVID, it was difficult to make it over.
Like Lala and all of those.
We're closest, like with, you know, like, of course, we haven't
seen them
in a while and it's hard to keep in touch, but you know, Stassi, Bo, Tom, Kate, Jackson, Brittany, you know, we'd invited them, but you know, we kind of half assumed that like it's going to be a challenge to get here.
A lot has changed since that original save the date went out.
Yes, it has. Who got the drunkest out of all the Bravo celebrities?
Well, I think Craig's already kind of admitted this on Watch What Happens Live, but yeah, I think Craig took the cake.
he didn't physically take the cake, but
yeah, I guess yeah. You can't say that expression at a wedding, but you know what I mean?
I do. And somehow that doesn't shock me that it was Craig. You know, so many couples, you know, like when you're on reality TV, it's hard to stay together. Do you think it helps? Like, does it help the fact that both of you, you know, are on Summer House and like well-recognized, like, does that help you think?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
tough to be a couple on a show, put it all out there for everybody to pick apart. You know, for a while, we also, you know, there haven't been a ton of couples with us along this ride. I think it's helped that Amanda has been there from day one. Like, I can't imagine bringing someone new into the mix and expecting that to go smoothly. I don't think any show that's actually worked out.
Yeah, I think the hardest part has been, you know, fans and friends and trolls, unsolicited advice and opinions. But you know, everyone's different. So 100%, you might not agree with the way I handled something because it's not you. And that's why you're not dating Kyle and I am.
And now you're married to Kyle. So there you go.
Yeah.
What about, you know, like you said, like Amanda was there from like the beginning of Summer House. Like when you started Summer House, did you ever think you guys would be here? You know, like several seasons later, now we have Winter House, Married. Did you ever predict this?
No, I mean, I, to be honest, I really wasn't even too familiar with Bravo, you know, when we signed up. And it's kind of hard to, you know, to think that, oh my God, we've literally the last six summers we've filmed a TV show. It's kind of crazy. And now we, like you said, we did Winter House. So we feel very fortunate to be given the opportunity, you know, time and time again.
Yeah. But when I first met Kyle, I had no idea that he was going to do this show. But there was something about him that I just felt like an instant connection with. And the way I went about our entire relationship from the beginning was very different than any other one. I kind of did things like at his pace and went along with it and felt really comfortable and safe doing so. So I kind of always knew from the beginning that there's like a strong possibility that he could be the one. And then he dragged me onto reality TV and it was just it's a lot more work from there on out, but we made it through.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of all been out there.
Sorry to cut you off. I was going to say, do you guys have a high, like when you look back at like, you know, your time on Summer House, like, is there one thing that stands out as like kind of the high for you?
I mean,
obviously getting engaged and having that to look back at for the rest of our lives is something so special. And just some of our like cute, silly moments, like drunk late night, whether we're like in the living room or in the kitchen or, you know, just being silly in the morning together, that stuff that you don't normally have captured. And we have all of that footage to look back at and be like, look how happy, you know, we are. Look how silly we are being together. Like this is us.
And I think, you know, we obviously filmed the proposal. You know, that summer was a chaotic summer for me, you know, on a personal level, business, you know, and to actually pull it off and she said yes, was like, oh my God, like I'm gonna live through this and it's all gonna be okay. And I think, you know, sure we could have gotten married and eloped and all that good stuff, but you know, the fact that we filmed our wedding, I think is gonna also just be an awesome kind of like full circle that I can't wait to watch. Yeah. We haven't seen any footage yet.
And we've also had a lot of lows and those are nice to watch back and learn from.
Well, speaking of like things that were dramatic, we don't need to harp on this, but right, like you have filmed the new season of Summer House and it's coming out at some point in the future and we'll see your wedding. You know, look, last season was COVID and we had, you know, more drama in a sense with Summer House than I think we've ever had, you know, with Hannah. Like, was this with her being gone just like a lighter season? Like, did you feel, you know, in the world's in a different place, like this just feel like a lighter season overall? And you don't have to give me any spoilers because I don't need to know anything.
No, I just, you know, we went through the summer with a house full of friends and it was, you know, one of the best summers. We had a great time together and we all just really enjoyed each other's company and being together and got along really well. And that's,
yeah, it got back to the roots of the show, like actual friends spending a summer together, you know, and having fun.
That makes sense. What do you think, look, so many shows and TV in general, not just Bravo, like come and they have like a very short leash, like with which to hang themselves. Like if you are a rating success, you stay on. And if you don't really hit it out of the park in the beginning, you're gone. Summer House was kind of the little, you know, show that could. It started, we had like, you know, it wasn't what it is today. It was different cast. Like Bravo stood by this show really and just believed in it. And now it's, right? Like, so what do you think is the, like, what do you attribute to the success of Summer House? Like, why is it so beloved?
I will say one of the reasons why it's like, you know, a favorite at the network, I think is because think about it. Bravo, NBC Universal is based right here in New York City. Everybody at 30 Rock can relate to that work hard, play hard lifestyle. And it was certainly like a pretty new show concept. You go from filming scenes, right? You know, from one scene to another to rolling cameras through the weekend with surveillance. So I think it kind of just needed its chance to.
Yeah, it was a very different concept show than what they've normally done. And also it, although, you know, we've had probably some of our darker moments and drama overall, it's a pretty light show that's really focused on like friendships and having fun and relationships. And again, it has its moments, but I feel like some of the other shows, they do have that darker, more exaggerated drama, all of the glamour and the glitz and the money. And we're just, you know, a bunch of folks just trying to survive in New York City, and letting loose in the Hamptons. So it's just different. And it took a while for people to get used to not seeing, you know, all the Louis Vuittons and Pradas and glam teams.
And it's like you said, like as a New Yorker, like that's what we do. Like we go to the Hamptons or Fire Island during the summers. It's a real accurate for
sure. And I think
I feel, and it's a lot of like fake it till you make it. You know, I think all of us have been in those moments where we're struggling and in our little apartments and just trying to like, you know, hang with the big dogs.
Yeah. I mean, early on, you know, I'd go out to the Hamptons, you know, and you'd be rubbing shoulders with someone who's like, yeah, I'm just going to go hop in my helicopter. I got to go back to work. You know, you're like, cool. I'm going to take the train, you know, and you know, you're just trying to like Amanda said, like you're just trying to make it. And it's a great place to meet people. I think the show from an authenticity standpoint, not to say that there aren't authentic people on other Bravo shows, but like the fact that we can't like pre-meditate things because our show just kind of flows through the weekend, I think lends itself to just, you know, the realest of the real when it comes to, you know, reality television. And I kind of pride myself on that aspect of the show because, you know, there are times where you're like, you watch something, you're like, that felt a little forced, but oftentimes it's just the cast member in their own head because they have time to think about it.
Right. That's true. What about Winterhouse? So here we are. This season is, I have to say, it's like, I'm loving Winterhouse. Really.
It was a good time. Yeah, I think this was something that was enabled by COVID. You know, obviously the network was looking for things that they could actually capture and do it justice despite the limitations. And, you know, we have real friendships with some of the Southern Charm guys and you know, to kind of bring together a big crew. I mean, we were 12 and basically throw a party every single night.
It was a marathon to film and to live and to go through. And it is cringy watching it back, but everyone is enjoying all of like the fun, the hookups, the partying, the drunkenness. It's very difficult to watch and relive, but it was a lot of fun in the moment.
For you, Kyle, how different was it by not having your bromance there? I mean, I know Carl, like, you know, he's been open about like, you know, with his sobriety, like the timing just didn't work out, which I totally respect. Like how much different was that for you?
Yeah. I mean, I told him going into it, I'm like, this is not a good place for you to be because it's going to be a party. And he was, you know, still, I mean, this was when Summer House season 5 was airing, right? So he was kind of still coming to having to relive, you know, losing his brother. And it was obviously kind of a bummer not to have him there, but thank God he
knew that.
Yeah. He was helping run Loverboy, you know, back home. And, you know, obviously like, you know, to have other friends on the show, you know, was amazing. Cause I could grow close with them too. In the house. Sorry.
In the house.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You guys need to listen to Andy Ware's Project Hail Mary on Audible. This interstellar science-based thriller from the best-selling author of The Martian is skillfully performed by Ray Porter. Ray brings this already gripping tale to life with his vibrant and witty narration. A lone astronaut must save the Earth from disaster in this epic tale of discovery, speculation, and survival. That's part scientific mystery, part intergalactic journey, and all edge of your seat entertainment. And isn't that what you guys love? Edge of your seat entertainment. Isn't that why you're listening to this podcast? This Audible Studios production of Project Hail Mary is a number one New York Times audio bestseller and continues to top Audible's bestseller charts and garner rave listener reviews. That's so impressive. Hear what listeners are calling the highest order of geekasm metal. Go to audible.com/Project Hail Mary and listen now. You know, protein powders can feel so intimidating, this whole no pain, no gain. But the truth is, deep down, we all need protein, whether it's about muscles and working out and doing reps or just taking a nice leisurely stroll. That's where essential protein from Ritual comes in. I love the fact that it's a great vanilla taste and there's no sugar added, no fillers, no colors, no shady additives, and it's soy-free, gluten-free, and formulated with non-GMO ingredients. I found Ritual so easy to use. You just add water, shake, and sip. And I love that it comes in 3 premium formulations for different stages in life. And listen, we all have different unique nutrient needs. So why not shake up your Ritual? To make trying something new less scary, Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. It's a money-back guarantee, guys. Plus, my listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/velvet to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/velvet. With the holidays just around the corner, there's no better gift for your friends and family than Skylight Frames. So many of my really good friends have left New York and it's so hard to see them face to face. That's why I chose to get them Skylight Frames this holiday season. Skylight Frame is a photo frame that you can update instantly by email from anywhere. It sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds. So even if you're technologically challenged, it's so easy. You just plug it in, use the touchscreen to connect to your wireless network and enjoy. Everyone in your family and all of your friends can just email pictures to your personal Skylight email address. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund. Now, as a special offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code VELVET. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com and enter code VELVET. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Promo code VELVET. The holiday shopping season is completely overwhelming. What to get mom, dad, your sister, your best friends, cousins, neighbors, dog. That's why I went to Raycon and got the one gift that everyone can use. Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon wireless earbuds are all that I use now to record this podcast. The audio quality is so good. I love the fact that they're available in 5 stylish colors and with free shipping and returns, gifting them is easier than ever. The holidays are coming up faster than you think. Now is the time to knock out that gift list and avoid the last minute shipping scramble, especially because right now, my listeners, that's you guys, will get 15% off site wide with code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/velvet. Go to buyraycon.com/velvet and use code HOLIDAY today to get 15% off your entire Raycon order. Buy Raycon. peloton.com/velvet and get 15% off site wide. I've gained the COVID-19 over the past 2 years, and I've literally tried everything to take the weight off, and nothing has worked. Everything has been a fad or a gimmick until now. Calibrate is not a diet or a quick fix product. That's why it's worked for me. It's a year-long commitment that gives you the tools to fight your biology. It's different because it's a comprehensive doctor-guided metabolic reset that promotes sustainable results through lifestyle changes. Your medical team includes doctors who assess your health in an initial 45-minute video visit, provide ongoing medical support, and prescribe GLP-1s as part of your one-year metabolic reset. Calibrate's earliest members lost an average of 14% of their body weight, which is so unbelievable to me. Your weight doesn't reflect your willpower. Get back in control with Calibrate. Get $50 off the one-year metabolic reset when you use promo code VELVET at joincalibrate.com. That's $50 off when you use code VELVET at joincalibrate.com. If you've ever dreamed of having the chance to win awesome prizes like a trip to Japan worth $40,000, dream houses in LA, Miami, and Austin, Texas, then you have to check out Omaze, the new way to give back to charity and have fun while doing it. Here's how Omaze works. You enter for the chance to win something amazing, and at the same time, you can donate to support great causes. And it's a way for nonprofits to raise money and for you to win big prizes, like the multi-million-dollar house in Miami. You really got to check out this house. It has 7 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and looks like a freaking resort. Go to omaze.com/velvetrobe and select the Miami Dream House or a different experience of your choosing. Once you've selected your prize, choose a donation amount from $10 to $150. The more you donate, the more entries you'll get. Enter today for your chance to win the Miami Dream House or other life-changing prizes and experiences at omaze.com/velvetrobe. Plus, receive 20 extra entries when you enter code VELVETROBE. That's omaze.com/velvetrobe. Well, speaking of that, did you grow closer to Austin and Craig, both of you, or how is it having our Southern Charm boys in the house?
I mean, I've grown up watching Bravo, so I've known them through a screen. Kyle was closer with the boys. They would like get together when they came into the city, and I kind of knew them, but getting to spend 2 weeks with them just opened up like a whole new world of who they are. They are a riot. They are just two normal dudes trying to figure it out and sometimes sinking along the way.
You know, it's funny because I think because we've gone through this relatable TV experience, you know, it's always fun to have when people are visiting New York for various reasons, we always get together, but like, that's like, you're going out, you know, you're talking over loud music at a bar. So it was nice to have, you know, there was downtime, believe it or not, at Winter House, where you could, you know, these friendships were able to kind of, you know, expand. So that was cool.
That was a good byproduct. Like, you grew closer to the two of them.
Absolutely.
Did you discover anything about either of them that you didn't know, Kyle? I mean, because you kind of knew them before.
Well, I think it's just kind of funny to have a friendship with someone that films another show, and then you like get to know them better. I'm like, I know that facial expression, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I think they're both, you know, Southern Charm. It's less about, you know, the work hard, play hard lifestyle, you know, that Summer House kind of highlights. And so it was kind of cool getting to get, you know, better understand what Craig's focused on, what Austin's, you know, focused on when they're not filming.
Yeah. Even though we weren't working, those boys talked a lot about work together.
Somehow
I believe that.
Well, cause Austin and Kyle also are both in the alcohol business. So they were able to relate a lot on that. And it was nice. It's interesting to hear, you know, Austin talk about work a lot more.
Speaking of the house and alcohol, I mean, you worked quite a bit when you were there too, Kyle, as we're seeing so far. How is Loverboy doing, you guys?
Well, I mean, back then it was a very crazy time because we were just constantly running out of product. We couldn't expand. We were in a lawsuit. I mean, it was stressful. I eventually learned how to just like keep the laptop closed at Winter House. But yeah, I mean, look, we've come a long way. We're now in 19 states and going nationwide next year.
With
so
our
yeah, with our teas, we sell our cocktails to almost every single state directly online. And we're just, you know, just trying to turn Loverboy into a household name.
How is it working together? I mean, you know, I mean, I know you've done so for a while, but you know, sometimes couples say when they work together and live together and they're on show together
and locked up in a pandemic together.
We've had no problem saying that it has been a struggle, especially when we first started. It's actually right before the pandemic. I think I was full-time Loverboy in like December of 2019. So there was still like other people in our apartment. It wasn't just Kyle and I. Then the pandemic hit and I was learning how to be an entrepreneur, work for myself, like make my own schedule, come up with my own, you know, projects while being stuck inside with my fiance, trying to plan a wedding. And it was not good. It got dark. We've learned a lot and we've made a lot of progress. And we kind of know our boundaries, and I've actually, Kyle's helped me to figure out like, you know, how to make my own schedule and how to, you know, be more productive during the day. Not waiting for people to tell me what to do. Like I was so used to my corporate job.
Yeah. She was like one of the few people on Bravo holding down like a legitimate, like corporate job.
Yeah.
Like going into the office 9 to 5. And, you know, just that transition for anyone is going to be, you know, challenging, right? You go from like a lot of structure to literally no structure at all. And then, you know, the pandemic, you know, it was kind of like, we were just like on top of each other. That sounds weird, but,
it's a lot. No, I get it.
Yeah.
What about, you know, one of the things I'm enjoying watching on Winter House is, you know, right now we're seeing like Craig came in, you know, with his girlfriend. We see like Paige, like has a thing for Andrea. And now we all know that, you know, Paige and Craig are together in real life. So that is an interesting thing to see. Could you guys tell, you know, like the chemistry? Because from where we're sitting as a viewer, it's all about Andrea for Paige at this point.
It was all about Andrea for Paige while we were in the house too. I mean, Craig was very much so dating Natalie. He was in a relationship and he was very respectful of her. I think we all saw Craig as a friend. Like he was fun and cute and we'd laugh at him and be like, oh my God, we love Craig so much. He's so cute. So I think it's really nice that Paige and Craig were able to kind of form that friendship before there was anything intimate between the two of them, because she was so focused on Andrea, very much so head over heels in love with that Italian stallion. And you can't blame her.
I was just going to say, I mean, Kyle, I won't subject you to this question, but like Amanda, I mean, is Andrea all that I think he is in real life?
He's a wonderful man. Like when he just says your name, it's just like, it's music. He's a great guy. He's really thoughtful. And, you know, from what I've witnessed, really respectful. And it was really cute, like seeing him and Paige together too, and just how giddy she was about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he really did hand deliver those girls coffee every single morning.
And yeah, his abs. I'm like, what the hell, man?
You're like, this is not normal. Yeah.
I'm like, he made me feel old.
I could see that. He makes me feel old too.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm 9 years older than him. And I felt it.
I got it. What about, I mean, what do you think of Craig and Paige as a couple? Like, do you think they have the wherewithal to go the distance?
Well, I think that's the crazy thing with what can happen in 6 months, apparently, right?
Yeah. I think they're great together. I think Craig is personality wise is kind of like different than men that Paige has dated in the past. And I think that it's a really good balance for her. He's funny. He's sweet. He's caring. He's thoughtful. He, you know, he's a little weird in ways. And I think that she absolutely loves that. They get along so well. They're really freaking cute together. And it makes me really happy every time I see them or every time she talks about him to me.
Yeah, I think what works really well is, I mean, when I think back to like her last relationship, it was the guy that was ready to settle down and, you know, start a family and all that good stuff. And you could just tell Paige wasn't ready. And Craig, you know, is very much still out having fun, you know, not looking to like having an idle night, you know, at home. And they're just having a ton of fun together, which I think is like the key to a successful relationship. You really need to enjoy each other's company and be at a similar place in life in terms of how you're prioritizing your time.
I'm totally here for it. Well, we're also seeing this love triangle between Sierra and Austin and Lindsay. Austin recently on Watch What Happened said that Sierra's a better cuddler, a better kisser. Lindsay has now apparently unfollowed Austin. What do you guys feel about this?
I feel like, why are the girls not teaming up and taking Austin down? Why are we not getting together and just putting Austin in his place? We are pinning two girls against each other. You know, I think Austin should have just pled the fifth the whole time and not answered anything. If Lindsay is as good of a friend as he says that she is, and she was sitting right in the audience, he maybe should have looked out for her a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that was, the biggest kind of like,
but it's takeaway was like, it's also tough to be in that hot seat on Watch What Happens.
Yeah, then. It's tough. You don't know what you're going to say. You don't know what the questions are going to be. But yeah, having Lindsay, you know, 10 feet away, I think she was probably pretty let down with some of the answers, even if Austin, you know, was being honest and truthful. I mean, it's I hope their friendship kind of survives this. You know, hopefully it is just a break. As what I think I saw a recent headline today.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like taking a break from their friendship. You know, hey, these things are complicated. When you know, we've seen it before, but when friends hook up, it stirs the pot.
It's hard to go right back to being friends.
Well, what's going to happen if this break is permanent in their friendship and someone comes to you and says, you need to choose?
I don't think, I'd like to think no one's putting us on that.
I think our friend group has been really good about not making people choose sides. I think we've all been very respectful and have never been like, well, you can only be on one side or the other. If that's the case, obviously we're taking our girl Lindsay's side, not Austin. He's in Charleston.
Yeah. And I think, look,
we got to live with Lindsay.
I think they'll get past this though. I think they'll get past this.
Well, you guys are married, so you know, successful. What advice would you guys give to your friend Lindsay? Listen, she's made some bad choices with men throughout the years, as we've seen. What advice could you offer up to Miss Lindsay?
I have given this girl advice. We have stayed up hours together at night, drunk, talking about relationship stuff. And she's just going to follow her own path. She's going to form her own way. She's going to do her own thing. I could offer her all the advice in the world, but she's going to stay true to who she is and do what she feels right for her. I can't. And that's what's important too, right? Like doing, you know, what she wants to do for her. She will fight for a relationship to the death. She will not let anything just go. And I think that that is something that's really admirable about her. But maybe some of my advice would be to let things go sooner.
That's good advice.
Yeah, I mean, she's dated like quite the variety of personalities. So it's like, I don't know if there's like a certain type. You know, like I thought like her and Steven, I'm like, all right, maybe this works. It's like a yin yang type situation.
Yeah.
Then she's dated other guys. They're like exact carbon copies of each other. And that didn't work, you know? So I don't know what advice
I was going to ask you. I was like, what type do you think she should be with? And like, do you have
any? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't know. I think, you know, what works for us might not work for her. Like we complement each other in a lot of different ways.
Well, yeah. Look, she has this thing with Austin. She's been tied to. She's been tied to Luke. She's been tied to Carl. You know, out of Austin, Luke, and Carl, who do you think would be the best match if Lindsay had to date one of them? Assuming they were all interested in her.
I don't actually think her and Luke have ever had anything. I think that there were like rumors spinning around. I truly believe they are just friends. I think I would actually be interested in seeing Lindsay and Luke date. I'd actually be interested in seeing how that played out because I feel like maybe that could be a success story.
Yeah. I mean, but among those three, I mean, like through thick and thin, Carl and, and Lindsay have really been there for one another.
Yeah.
Even when they were, you know, butting heads and kind of duking it out when they gave it a go. What was that, season four? But yeah, I mean, like they understand each other better than anybody, you know, cause they're there for one another. So, you know, maybe go long on that one.
And I know like she's been there for Carl, like through everything he's gone through. And I mean, I think sobriety, especially after a year, changes you.
Yep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm sure.
Well, you know, you speak of things you say in headlines. There is a lot of stuff out there that, you know, cryptically people think in the Bravo world that Lindsay and Carl are trying to send messages and that they really are dating at the moment in real life.
What? I feel like every Instagram Lindsay puts up, I'm like, what message is she trying to tell me? There's always something, or sometimes there's not, you know, there's times I've been like, are you and Luke dating? She's like, no, I'm just posting about him. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I took that photo of them on Halloween and it didn't even occur to me yet that it was going to really stir the pot. I'm just like, you guys are nailing the pose.
Yeah. They're such good friends. You know, who knows what'll happen with the two of them.
But they're not dating currently.
Not.
They live in the same building.
Yeah.
That's what I can confirm.
Who knows what goes on in that building? Not us.
Well, that's convenient. The same building.
I know.
How was Winter House a different experience for you guys compared to like Summer House?
We don't remember it.
I mean, like, yeah, literally like that first night was so embarrassing, but I was just like, all right, I'm going to self-medicate here. Biggest obvious difference is it's not a work hard, play hard show. You know, we are really there to play. And that took, you know, some adjusting for me. You know, I haven't taken a week long vacation, let alone two in forever. But I think it's because of that, it's more lighthearted. And when there is, you know, quote unquote drama, you work through it incredibly quickly because there's really no other option and the cameras just keep rolling. And, you know, it's not like you're going back to your respective homes and you're going to like think about what you're going to say next.
And I also think this is the first time where there's a lot of like inter-house hookups and there's a lot of like passion and romances and flirting on a lot of past seasons that, you know, we've kind of just all been friends and kept our extracurricular activities to outside of the house. And you know, no one had any other options. So there's a lot of that.
Season five of Summer House, there was literally no hookups. Like, I don't think we hooked up.
Just no hookups.
Yeah. So it, I mean, literally night and day from going season five of Summer House to Winter House.
In our room, it just wasn't us.
Oh, right.
But yeah, so now with Winter House, there's a lot of that. And that's a big difference.
Yes, that is a big difference. Well, you know, it's almost like I didn't know I needed this show so much. You know what I mean? It's like you said, it's like, it is all lighthearted. It's almost like, I just think that's why it works. It's like, we didn't realize, I'm like, what is this? It's like Animal House, like girls and boys both gone wild. And I'm like, this is literally probably the most brilliant idea for a show that I didn't realize we all needed. And like reading a lot of the critical, like the critics that review a lot, people are on board. It's all
love it.
Positive.
Well, we had fun and we put it all out there and you know, hopefully we'll do it again.
Who are you closest to out of the newbies? You know, like a lot of times you have like new cast members that just don't blend in. It seems like this is a really good group that just kind of blended with you guys right away.
Yeah. I mean, I give them credit. They came in and quickly adjusted because there's what, eight of us that have kind of done this before.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is really outgoing and even Gabby, who who says that she's an introvert, you know, I felt like I connected to, because I'm also that way. I'm a lot more shy, like more shy and reserved at times. So, you know, we all were able to connect. I think one person that we're probably closest with though is Andrea.
He's good people. Like he and I had dinner like shortly after we wrapped in the city, and you know, you could just tell like, yeah, like this guy's, he'll be a good friend. And it's always, that's the goal. You go into these experiences and hopefully you kind of emerge with some new friends. That's always been, you know, long before we started filming it, that was always the concept.
Well, perhaps we'll see some of these people, maybe even Craig and Austin, make appearances on the next Summer House season.
Very good chance.
We'll be there.
Before we go, and as we wrap up, you know, like I know, Amanda, you said, I mean, Kyle, you're a straight man, so it's okay that you didn't watch Bravo before, but you know, now you're in the world. I mean, Amanda, like for you, for both of you, like, are there people that you want to meet? Like, is there like, or have you met, you know, like, is like Lisa Vanderpump or Lisa Rinna? Like, is there someone just in the Bravo world, whoever it is, that you're just like, I really want to meet that person?
I would love to meet Lisa Rinna and just dance it out with her. I think also Sonia. I know Kyle has like met her in passing and pronounced her name wrong and it caused a whole ordeal. But
yeah, I call her Sonja. I was like, oh, I'm an idiot.
It's possible.
Man, I feel like there's other people I would love to meet. I feel like Erica in real life, just from a distance.
I'm scared of her.
See her. Yeah. Any of them, all of them.
I mean, Kathy Hilton.
Oh yeah.
I keep saying that just because
she's gold.
She's just really, when I am watching Beverly Hills, sometimes in the background, but other times just on the couch with Amanda. I mean, she just cracks me up. If I'm at that funny, you know, when I'm twice my age, then things are going
also
well.
Any of the Salt Lake ladies. It's been great to watch them, and it's only gonna get better.
It's gonna get better, and I love that Kyle watches Beverly Hills Housewives. So that's just,
it's always airing.
I'm always watching. He has no choice.
Last question: is there someone that like slipped into your DMs that is from, not, you know, like Rihanna? She loves the Housewives. She loves like a bunch of the Salt Lake women. Like, is there someone? It doesn't have to be that epic as a Rihanna, but like just in real life or in your DMs that like knows who you are and you're like, wait, you know, like you're a fan of Summer House and now Winter House.
For me, it would be Chrissy Teigen. We would like exchange voice memos on Instagram about random stuff. Actually, I haven't said hello to her lately, but yeah, I was like, I think she tweeted something and then someone noticed that she was following, I think it was me and Lindsay. And I mean, I was like, I'm a big fan of you, big fan of John Legend. So that was kind of cool.
That's a good one.
I don't know if there's anyone that like everyone would know about. I feel like there's just like some fun, like Instagram influencers with like millions of followers that will like DM me. And I'm like, wait, you follow me? I follow you too.
I get it. The whole TikTok influencer section.
Oh yeah.
But Chrissy Teigen's a good one. I like that.
Yes.
You guys have been great. I feel like Loverboy to me is everywhere. So, I mean, I'm glad it's in 19 states and I feel it's
working on it.
It's great. I've had it. It's a great product. Everyone should
appreciate it. Yeah. It's a grind. It's a competitive industry. So it's, you know, it's,
yeah, we'll have some new flavors and stuff coming out. We're one that we actually were drinking this summer, but a few other ones that we're working on to hopefully come out, soon as well.
Yeah, we're doing some limited edition holiday cocktails.
Oh, those too. Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to try all of them. This is literally my last question. Being in the beverage industry, I mean, I know she's moved on from Bravo, but she still, have you ever thought of like, I mean, you're doing a great job, but have you ever thought of like asking Bethany Frankel, like, you know, the skinny girl, like not
that, yeah, I mean,
it's, this thing.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to connect with her at some point. Interestingly, I've through the beverage industry, actually, ended up talking to the guy that led the acquisition because he was talking to me about Loverboy. And
so never Bethany directly, but never like Bethany indirectly directly. About.
But yeah, and her product's a little different, right? Like it was.
Well, now she has like jeans and like food bars. Well,
good for her for carving that out. When she did the deal, she kept the name for other industries. And, you know, Skinny Girl lives on.
It's a brilliant deal. And look, you don't need to talk to Bethany if you're talking to the person that led the acquisition. It's kind of right. better. I'm just giving you guys good thoughts for the future.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, Winterhouse is amazing. Everyone needs to follow you guys online. Really, no BS. Probably one of my favorite shows on Bravo at the current moment. So
it makes me happy because it's cringy to watch, but I'm glad that you guys are all enjoying our awkward moments.
Obsessed. Kyle and Amanda, thank you. Come back anytime. Thank you for everyone who made this possible and like keep in touch, you guys.
So good to
Absolutely.
See you.
Hope to see you soon out in the city. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Good seeing you guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.